In recent weeks, shopping at this Beijing fresh food market has become more expensive.
The price has gone up. We can't afford it. We had to buy some vegetables from the dealers on the street.
The prices of common vegetables, such as cucumbers, spinach and broccoli, have doubled. Some have become more expensive than pork, the staple meat in China. So when on Monday, the Chinese government issued a notice advising households to stockpile daily necessities, it sparked panic and heated discussion online. Some posted about rushing to buy essential goods. Others speculated that increasing tensions with Taiwan were the cause. But analysts say the announcement has been misinterpreted.
That the reason that they put that notice out was basically, you know, routine winter season preparedness for making sure that there's a good supply of fruit and vegetables on the market and normal daily goods. And that some of the reason that language was in there was due to, you know, the potential sort of ongoing risk of COVID lockdowns.
The pandemic has led to a renewed focus on China's food security. Regional lockdowns have disrupted food supplies to affected areas. And there have been other challenges. Last month, crops in China's northeast, a major food-growing region, were destroyed by unusually heavy rains. A nationwide power shortage has pushed up the cost of operating greenhouses, and a shortage of diesel fuel has delayed cross-country deliveries.
Experts say China's emergency food reserves and mechanisms are generally in good shape. But while there isn't a shortage, price hikes and supply disruptions have been hurting those who can least afford it. Those in China's lowest income bracket, living in smaller cities and rural areas.
Officials have moved to stabilize vegetable prices.
Local governments will be instructed to ensure market supply and price stability for daily necessities in the coming winter and next spring. We will establish and improve the relevant safeguard and supply mechanisms and release government reserves at the appropriate time.
Beijing has also issued an action plan to reduce food waste in the restaurant and catering industries. Meanwhile, shoppers are hoping that skyrocketing prices will soon return to normal. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.